That's pretty much right. I think the president was within his rights under the War Powers Act. In this case, I don't think there was a violation. There could still be a violation if he doesn't make a report under the War Powers Act after the fact. But for an emergency rescue mission, I think that he was fully within his rights to do it this way.
Now, what happened? We've already reported on ABC that not enough workable helicopters got to the staging area to go to Tehran. What did he tell you about that?
I think I'd better leave it up to the president or to Secretary of Defense to give you the details on that, Sam. That's essentially correct. They did, in fact, have mechanical malfunctions, and they added to each other to the place where the sum total of the mechanical malfunctions made it impossible to proceed with the mission. They were below the minimum resources, including helicopters, that they needed in their judgment to successfully get the hostages out of Tehran.
Did it seem to you that it was just one of these incredible chains of bad luck, or did it seem to you that there may have been just not enough good planning?
No, it was well conceived, it was well planned, it was a well-guarded secret, as it should have been. I'm convinced, and I'm no military expert, but I'm convinced that it was a sound plan. I'm persuaded that it had a good chance, a good probability of success, and I think it's worth doing. Really, the only quarrel I have with the president is the same one I've had for a long time. I think he should have done this a long time ago.
But you think now, even though our allies were beginning to move, he was right to try to get in there and get those hostages out?
Absolutely. I think he should have done it in the first 24 hours. If not in the first 24, the first 48, and every day that goes by makes it more difficult. So I think he should have done it. I think he should have done it even sooner. And I think our allies just need to settle down and understand that.
Very quick question. We're almost out of time. Now what? Should he mount another operation? Should we go in there in 15 days and try it again?
It's up to the president to decide. You know, that's the nature of the presidency. But I do not criticize him for trying. I'm sorry it failed. And it's up to him to see what he does next.
Thank you very much, Senator Howard Baker.